Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought
I kind of agree with the commercial spot that Pinto was playing on Friday, Jerky. Mmm, hams. I took a hams home on Friday after a Christmas party after my program.
Yes, half of a 30-pack walked in the door because one of our listeners who didn't make it to the KFGO Christmas party felt bad.
So they emptied out their fridge for you and gave you 15 cans of hams.
Yeah, well, I don't know who it was for, but I ended up with it, and I shared with you and Daniel. And
did you share with Pinto?
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Scott Sorum.
Oh, really? What a generous guy you are.
Especially when with someone else's hams.
So I enjoyed a hams on Friday night after the show.
I'll bet you did. Just one hams. Ice cold, I'll bet.
Ice cold hams.
Stick it in the snow.
It was pretty cold. Yeah. but when I brought it home and had it at home after leaving work, yes, it was completely delicious.
Okay. And we got a card from Breckenridge today. Christmas card. A 4-pack card from Bill. Bill and Breckenridge. Never misses our birthdays, holidays, all appreciate
random days. Yeah. Just kind of, thank you, Bill.
No money this time. That's okay.
He addressed it to both of us.
We don't expect money.
It was put in my mail slot, and it was addressed to the 4-pack boys.
The 4-pack boys
are
now getting mail.
Yes. So thank you, Bill, for that. This is the 4 o'clock 4-pack brought to you by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. When I give you the finger, when I wave at you, start the 4-pack. Music, okay, Pinto? You sleeping over there?
Is that how that works?
You boning up on New Hampshire's offense, or what are you doing over there?
I just trying to find if there's a Vanna White-like person that lived in Durham, New Hampshire, which is where the University of New Hampshire's from. Because Conway, South Carolina, is from Vanna White, so on and so forth. Go with your 4-pack. I'm done talking.
4 o'clock 4-pack brought to you by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. How can we give away the pizza? Text. The 15th person to text Mike Pizza will win a free pizza from Extreme Pizza Kitchen, the great sponsor of the Mike McFeely Show. That's 35270. Text the word Mike and Pizza, and the 15th person will win. Pinto, you're in charge of that. Number 4 on the list today, Jurgi. Studies come out all the time. Studies, lists, these types of things. And today's
best places to live, best places to eat,
worst places to live,
best radio show. Best radio show. You've made that list, have you?
I haven't made that list, but the ones that have, I'm really not that impressed. Which state has the worst drivers?
You know, some of those surveys, just forget it.
You can stack the deck in some of those surveys.
Yes.
You can vote multiple times on the surveys. I'm just saying.
And you could hire people to do it. Not that that ever happens.
No. Nope.
Not this town.
I know a business in town. That they view that as a good deal. If they can get their name out there as the best blah blah blah, whatever.
Course,
I'm not gonna say who it is because person is a friend of mine who runs this business. This person instructs his employees to spend a good portion of their days during the voting time clicking this particular business so that they win the contest every year.
And they do.
And they do. They're very successful at it.
Okay. But they get a plaque and everything.
So. Yeah, that's good. Good for them. And it is a very good in that category. Worst drivers is the latest. Don't wreck my felt tip pen. Don't stick the felt tip pen. You're wrecking it.
Trying to fix this Bic. Go ahead.
Which state has the worst drivers?
Well, not North Dakota.
No.
I think North Dakota would be, well, we got great drivers here.
Carinsurancecomparison.com has put out a list of the worst drivers or the worst states for drivers. Number one, take a wild guess. Take a crazy guess. Which state has the worst drivers?
I haven't looked at this survey, so it's going to be a wild and crazy guess. New York.
Pinto, take a guess.
Connecticut.
Wrong. Louisiana. Louisiana has the worst drivers, according to carinsurancecomparison.com. It's based on things like, insurance claims. Failure to obey, speeding tickets, careless driving. Louisiana drivers also won the dubious distinction in last year's rankings.
Where are we at?
North Dakota, number 10.
Worst.
10 worst drivers. Minnesota does not show up in the list because it only does the top 10. Here are the 10 states with worst drivers. Number 1, Louisiana. Number 2, South Carolina. Number 3, Mississippi. Are you seeing a pattern here? Number 4, Texas. Yep, pattern's still there. Number 5, Alabama. Woo, mm-hmm. Still alive. Number 6, Florida. Yep. Number 7, Missouri. Tied for 7th. North Carolina. Number 9, Montana. And number 10, North Dakota.
We're the only, one of the only northern states.
Yes.
You notice that.
Does Missouri well, I'm sure count as a southern state, or is that kind of a Midwestern?
I think that'd be kind of Great Plains.
Great Plains.
I that's probably right. And it's based on statistics, facts, yes. Facts. And, you know, there are a number of crashes here. I'm sure the elements are considered in driving and some of the weather we have. So probably a pretty fair survey.
Number 3, Paul Juergens. I have not watched a Vikings game in years, at least parts of it. I've always been able to catch at least a couple of minutes of a Vikings game. I don't believe that I watched 1 second of yesterday's Vikings 48-30 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles at Mall of America Field. What happened? How did we win?
I didn't see much of it either. I was busy. Matt Castle is ticker tape parade now. He's through for nearly 400 yards.
Ticker tape parade.
When's the last time a Viking quarterback threw for nearly 400 yards?
Tommy Kramer, I think, against the Cleveland Browns in 1982.
You made that up.
Yeah, I did. Totally.
But
yep.
It's been a while. Philadelphia, everybody favored the Eagles, and the Vikings at the home dome came through, and they won. So it doesn't make any difference. It just affects draft choice, acting maybe as a bit of a spoiler.
Sure. We're spoiling our draft choices.
No.
We're affecting other
teams' chances in playoffs and wild card spots. And so the offense looked pretty good. We had no AP, Toby Gerhardt, the number 84, the new Randy Moss looked good.
Who was the running back, by the way?
Matt?
Pinto was at the game, I think.
I can't remember how to pronounce his last name, so I'm not going to butcher it. But I do know he had 30 carries, 51 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Matt. It was Matt.
Matt Asiata?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Asiata. Never heard of him. Didn't know he existed before yesterday. I'm sure he doesn't know I exist either. Even today he doesn't.
I think he was on the practice squad, I think.
Third team running back.
Yeah. Look good. Team looked good.
Why has Matt Castle not been playing the whole year? Why has Christian Ponder been embarrassing himself and us?
Yep, I don't know.
So is Leslie Frazier going to get fired because he couldn't identify that Matt Castle was the best quarterback?
I don't know.
You don't know a lot, do you?
And then this signee that we have sitting on the bench for $3 million
Freeman,
a year sitting there. I don't know. Matt Castle looked good, poised. You know what they say. He looked good. I had during the game. This came in during the Bison game on Saturday, as I was had the family gathered around the radio, as we do, and I had a text from a friend, a relative in Sioux Falls.
Oh,
and I didn't respond because I was so upset.
This Uncle Arlen?
No, Elwood. No,
Elwood. Uncle Elwood.
This is cousin Al.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Different side of the family, but he also from Sioux Falls. What did you say, Uncle who?
Uncle
Elwood.
Arlen.
No, Elwood.
Arlen's on my mind for some reason. I don't know why.
At 11:54 on December 14th, Cousin Al says, first he says, go Bison. And he's a South Dakota guy.
Wow.
And then he says, losing AP to Dallas. So
the
I don't associated know what he...
Press is
no,
moving
no, no,
to
no.
Dallas?
No. Adrian Peterson.
Oh, Adrian
Peterson. That's what he meant. And I didn't respond to it. It's, in fact, you can see it. Last message from Cousin Al.
I don't even know what that means.
I think it means that he thinks that Adrian Peterson is going to wind up as a Cowboy. And
Well, they're going to trade him?
I don't know. You know how things work, money. But I'd be surprised. Ziggy Wolf is not going to let
trade
Adrian Peterson go. He's just not going to. Not with a new stadium. The Wolves have some money. A couple of bucks.
That's what we think, anyway. They haven't released their net worth yet.
But Cousin Al's got some pretty good sources.
Like who? Third Cousin Jerry down from Dallas, or what?
He's got
some pretty good sources.
He does. He's been right on some of these things, but I didn't even acknowledge that text. I don't even want to think about it.
Pretty good sources.
He does.
Number two.
He had $50 on the Bison, too.
Well, how many points did he have to give?
18.
Oh, gosh.
And he won.
He won. He's probably listening to this program about how good Coastal Carolina was. We suckered him right into making a bet, and he won.
He's pretty sharp, isn't he?
He is. Old Uncle Al's pretty sharp. Number two, Jurgi, let's do the fire. There's a fire over there off 45th Street. That got lots of phone calls in. A good visual because there's all kinds of black smoke and flames shooting up into the prairie sky. What happened with the fire over there on 45th Street?
Jim Monk was on scene, 512 45th Street South, just south of Main Avenue. 10 to 12 apartment garages, some vehicles in some of those garages.
Uh-oh.
It was quite a fire. I think they had it out, about 35 minutes or so. But it was spreading in both directions, and they had their hands full there. Fargo Fire, West Fargo Fire was called. West Fargo was, of course, right on the border there, so they came over. We don't know what caused the fire. I know you had a message or two, or at least a text or an email from somebody that could see the smoke from Castleton.
Yes.
And so the smoke could be seen some distance. No injuries. Stories posted at KFGO.com. And this, we don't know. Initial call came in that we heard is that it started in one garage with a vehicle that sounded like that vehicle was full of gas, so there was concern. And a number of garages either damaged or destroyed in vehicles in some of those garages. So that'll be something that those people have to deal with, and insurance claims and that type of thing. So everything's out and nobody hurt.
This text message can't be right. It says, Mike, Spielman said today we'll be firing Leslie Frazier, drafting a quarterback, and that quarterback will learn under Matt Castle next year. Didn't say that, did he? I haven't got my breaking news alert from KFGO Sports on that one. He didn't say he's going to fire Frazier, did he?
I haven't seen that. I think that would be. You want to check your sources?
Want to check your. Well, call Uncle Al. He'd probably know before I would or anybody else.
Maybe his source is Spielman. I don't think he'd say that.
Wouldn't make any sense. I think that guy's pulling my leg or gal. Number one, Jurgi, the Bison have a new coach. And oh, by the way, they're still in the playoffs. Go.
Big game. I did predict that they would win big, didn't I?
Sure.
After I talked to
Uncle Al,
sports writer, and Uncle Al, I predicted on Friday with the sports writer who was hoping that he gets a new parking spot downtown when his brother moves. He thought they'd win big.
He did.
So
he predicted it.
I took that to
You're
the
right.
bank, and boy, they sure did. I was hoping for somewhat more of a competitive game. The coach is kind of a character, and listen to the pregame interview, and you know he certainly was expecting a tough game, but boy, it was just no contest.
Joe Moglia, after the game, he's the Coastal Carolina coach. The new head coach for NDSU had not yet been named.
No,
and somebody asked Joe Moglia, coach, you know, what did you think about the Bison making a coaching change or the coach going to Wyoming? And Moglia comes out and says, well, it didn't really affect them. Obviously, they won, 48-14, didn't matter. And you know, with the defensive coordinator now being elevated to the head coach, it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Is that what he said?
And like, there's a silence. He goes, that's official, right? Yeah, that's what they said, right? Oh, forget that. I thought I read that somewhere. Forget about that. I didn't know that.
Anybody catch on in the media?
Well, yeah, we all went, what? Oh, okay. We just got to let it go. And then, it seemed fairly certain that Chris Klein was going to be named the head coach. So maybe that's what Joe Moglia meant.
Might have been. But I see that most of the media showed restraint and waited to report it until it was fact.
Yes.
And he was at Gene Taylor's house, and the athletic director said, well, let me sleep on it. And they said, well, just kidding. You're hired.
That Gene.
Oh.
He's a regular practical jokester.
Didn't miss a beat. Then the Coach Bowl will coach through... right on through Frisco, it sounds like. Huh?
Sounds like to me, absolutely.
All right, big game on Friday.
Big game on Friday.
Pre-game here, 5 o'clock.
You got it, Jurgi. Thank you, my friend. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. Yes, we have enough text messages in. Stop texting Pizza and Mike to 35270.